Israel's continued construction of settlements on land captured in the 1967 Arab-Israeli War has been a major obstacle to a peace deal. Currently, products made by Israelis in the occupied territories are sold under the Made in Israel label. The European Union's Foreign Affairs Chief, Catherine Ashton, is pushing through rules to ensure that products from the occupied territories are labeled as such. The policy would implement long-standing consumer legislation. Maya Kociancic, spokesperson for EU Foreign Affairs, spoke to VOA on the phone from Brussels.
Made in Israel as a label is misleading when it comes to settlement products. Currently, the internal consultations on this are ongoing.
The change would bring labelling rules into line with the official EU position on the Israeli settlements, says Rosemary Hollis, Professor of Middle East Policy Studies at City University London.
This is almost overdue in terms of carrying through on what they say is the legal status or lack of legal status of the settlements.
In 2009, an agreement between Israel and the EU liberalized trade in agricultural products and a range of services. EU imports from Israel soared to $16.7 billion last year. The row over labeling comes days after the European Union voted to block EU grants and loans to Israeli entities that are operating in the occupied territories. But the moves could backfire, says Barak Sina, an associate fellow at the Royal United Services Institute.
The EU has undermined its credibility, its relevance as an effective or even an impartial interlocutor between Israel and the Palestinians, because they're taking a prejudiced reading of UN Resolution 242, which is purposely open-ended and ambiguous, because the final status of the territories was meant to be a result of negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians.
Already, Israel, in retaliation, has blocked the EU from aiding tens of thousands of Palestinians in the West Bank. But US Secretary of State John Kerry's success in bringing the Israelis and Palestinians to the table was coordinated with Europe, suggests Yossi Alfa, former director of the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies, who spoke to VOA on the phone from Israel.
It's difficult to avoid the impression that Kerry is working with the Europeans in order to apply at the exactly right time a certain degree of pressure to Israel with regard to the settlements and drive home the message that when it comes to issues relating to the West Bank and East Jerusalem, Israel is very much isolated.
The EU, meanwhile, says it does not yet have a timetable for the new labelling guidelines. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.